So you saw the Okay, so we're doing Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, Lilan Yandi Yama. Okay, so the Mishnah, we're in the middle of the Mishnah. It says Atakel Socha Bar, Olasocha Dus, Olasocha Pitas, Im Kol Shofar Shama Yatzav, and Kolavar Shama Lo Yatzav. So if you blow into a pit, or into like a cave, cistern, okay, or into a, like a jug or something like that, right? A barrel. Okay, there we go. Okay, cool. So if you blow the shofar into one of these things, so now the halacha is, if you hear the kol shofar, you're yotze. If you hear the echo, you're not yotze. Okay? Your Rashi, the Rashi's on Chav Chasim and Aleph. I don't know if you noticed, but he explains it a little bit. He says, Kol Shofar Shama, below Kol Havara Yatza. It means if you hear the Kol Shofar, it means alone. If you only hear the Kol Shofar, you hear a Kol Shofar without the echo, then you're Yotze. When Kol Havara Shama, Im Kol Shofar, Lo Yatza. Because if you hear the echo, you're also going to hear the Kol Shofar. It doesn't mean you only hear the echo, but it means if it's mixed, if it's Kol Shofar and Kol Echo, then you're going to be not Yotze. But if it's purely, if you purely hear the Kol Shofar, then you're Yotze. But, so I guess, so how would you explain this so far? Okay, so Trey Coley, because if you hear this Kol Shofar, you can't discern, Shofar and Echo, you can't discern the Kol Shofar alone, so it's going to be a mixed sound. And the Shofar, presumably it's also that the Echo isn't, let's say you only heard Echo, what would you say? Say not, right? You think on the surface, you'd say not. It's a good question, but let's say on the surface you say not, because that's not the kol shofar. There's a kol shofar and there's kol havara. That's the echo. That's not the shofar. Okay, fine. So it kind of makes sense. You know, again, for the time being, I'm going to take this principle of trei kol lomish damai, that you can't hear two sounds, you can't distinguish them, or you can't hear either of them as a given. Okay, I mean it's a sugya. So if you like one of them, then you say you could. I mean, there's all kinds of questions. But I mean, it is a given that in general, you have two similar sounds, the shofar and the echo. You can't listen to the shofar independent of the echo and say, hey, listen to the kol shofar. It doesn't work either that way. It's all mixed together. It's all garbled. And there's no kol shofar anymore. Okay, that's... but I got, you know, you can ask questions about shekel mishtamai, how it works. But I'm going to take that as a different sugya. So let's just take it as a given. Okay, I guess if it becomes essential for our sugya, maybe we'll have to go into it. But if it doesn't, let's just try to leave it alone. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. So far it sounds good. I mean, basic halacha is you have to hear the shofar. So if you can hear the shofar and the echo, it's mixed together. You can't hear the shofar. If you hear the shofar alone, then you hear the shofar alone. And right, I mean, it's somewhat factual. You wouldn't even need a Mishnah to tell you this. I mean, maybe if you wouldn't know the principle of Shekel and Mishnah Moy, but I mean, it just makes sense. Okay. So Amar, this is Gemara says, Amar Huna Loshan or Loshan Hom Dim Al Sefas HaBar. This is only for those people who are standing on the edge of the bar, outside of the pit. Aval Osan Hom Dim Babar Yatsu. It's a good question now. Okay, so Huna is saying is this halacha is only for people standing on the outside of the bar, on the edge of the bar. Aval Osan Hom Dim Babar Yatsu. But the people who are standing inside the pit are all our Yotze. They're fine. Okay? Same thing. Same thing, basically. Okay. So what does Rashi say? So he says, "Osan on dem babar yatu." Why? Why if you're standing in the pit? Why don't you say the same thing? You're in the pit. It should be the same thing. If you hear the kol shofar alone, good. If you hear the echo, then not good. What's the difference if you're inside or outside? So he says, Shehein kol ha-shofar la'olam shamu. Because the people who are inside the pit always hear the kol shofar. Okay, they always hear the kol shofar. Presumably means only the kol shofar, right? The saying is, again, if you're outside of the pit, then it depends. Sometimes you can hear them both. Sometimes you can hear only the kol shofar. So if you hear only the kol shofar, yotze. If you hear them both, then you're not yotze. But if you're in the pit, then you're always going to hear only the kol shofar. So,
you think that he's saying that you would
no matter what. What I was saying is that when you're outside, so then there are two factual possibilities. Sometimes you can hear the shofar alone, sometimes you can hear the shofar and the echo. When you're inside lo'olam, you always only hear the shofar. You never have a mixture. Right? I mean, that's what he's saying. Yeah, I mean, that's funny. It's funny halacha. I mean, that's the halacha. Is that that's the fact? I mean, is that the fact? And if it's the fact, then who needs Rav Huna to come along and say it? I mean, what would be wrong if you just kept the halacha the same? That the bottom line halacha is the same. If you hear the kol shofar alone, you're yotzei. If you hear them both, you're not yotzei. And you figure out the physics of it. I mean, whatever. If you're in the pit, if you're telling me the fact is that when you're in the pit, you're only going to hear the kol shofar, fine. So then I already know the halacha. The Mishnah told me that. Right, and Mishnah is just saying it depends. If you hear the kol shofar alone, then you're yotzei. If not, it's a mix, then it's a mix. So why does Rav Huna have to come along? To just come along and tell you this fact in physics that if you're inside of a bar, you're never going to hear the echo? That's what he's still telling you? And if you're outside the bar, then you will sometimes, you won't sometimes? It's funny. And it's hard to, I mean, you could just believe him, but I mean, is that true that you're never going to hear an echo when you're inside the thing? And really? He did this experiment. So you could just say, I mean, problem is this the thing? Is Rashi telling you that fact? I mean, are we supposed to say this is the fact? Rashi's saying, I guess he experimented. Rav Huna and Rashi did this task, and they figured out that if you go inside of a pit, no matter what the dimensions or the shape or anything are, and you're inside of it, you're not going to hear any echoes. So there's two answers to that question. Either yes, that is the fact, okay, which is funny, Gemara altogether, then, you know, that's what they're telling you. They're coming to teach you. By the way, we did experiments, here's this physics fact. Okay, but I'm willing to entertain that possibility, even though it's a little funny. But, or you could say it's not the fact, then you're in worse problems, because then what's he saying? Right? It sounds like that is what he's saying. So, okay, fine. So let's go with him, at least for the time being. It doesn't seem like we have much of an option here. I mean, that's what Rashi's saying, right? So it sounds as funny as it sounds. I mean, it's hard to really, like, well, now what do we do? So now we have basically the Gemara makes perfect sense. You have to hear the mitzvahs to hear kol shofar. If you hear the kol shofar alone, you're yotzei. If you hear a mixture of that go, you're not yotzei. If you're inside the pit, you're always factually going to hear the kol shofar, and therefore you're always going to be yotzei. If you're outside, then it depends, and then it just depends. If you hear the kol shofar, yotzei. If you hear the echo, then you're not yotzei. And there's a sugya with that in Svaras. First one. Okay. So Rashi says like this. Okay, now let's just get. Let's just get the why Rashi is saying this. There is a pshat reason why Rashi is reading the Gemara this way, and it's good because the Mishnah says that if you're blowing in the pit, so if you hear the kol shofar you're yotzei. If you hear the echo you're not yotzei. Now Rav Huna says lo shanu. This statement of the Mishnah is only for those who are outside of the pit, but for those who are inside the pit, are yotzei. Okay, so the implication is lo shanu the Mishnah, which says that it depends, it only depends if you're an outside the pit guy. But if you're inside the pit guy, it doesn't depend. Right? I mean, that's what it sounds like. That's what the Gemara is, because lo shanu means we only learn the Mishnah, namely that it depends. Okay, that only depends if you're outside, but if you're inside, you're always yotzei. Okay, that's the simple way to read the Gemara. Rashi's reading the simple way to read the Gemara. Okay, that's what the Rashi starts with. He says a Simon Chas, he just quotes Rashi, and he says V'chein mashma lishon derbiyuda lo shon demas nisan mifliga bein shama kol shofar bein shama kol avar eloso on demas sefasim on demvar lo lam shama kol shofar. So he says, that's he's explaining that lo shonu means the Mishnah, which says it depends, is only for people who are outside, but people who are inside are always outside. Fine, because they always hear the kol shofar. Now he says like this, and this is part of the thing here is to figure out what the Rosh is saying. Okay, just pshat. It's not clear what he's saying. So we have to figure out what he's saying and what's the svara. So it says, V'lo yadati ma havchana yesh im kol shofar shama o kol havara shama. I don't know what, like, distinction there is, or what distinguishing factor havchana is, like, distinguish. Whether you heard the kol shofar or whether you heard the kol havara, the echo. I don't know how you distinguish, I guess. How something like that. Okay, I mean, you'll have to say, but something like that. How do you distinguish which one you heard? Im taloi b'havchanas adam, how do you distinguish? Is it dependent upon the person's judgment? his distinguishing, Sheyomar Shamati Kol Shofar, that he says, yep, I heard Kol Shofar. Like, how do you know? Like, how do you know whether you're Kol Shofar or Kol Avara? Is it you just ask the guy, and if he says he heard Shofar, then he heard Kol Shofar? Is that how you understood it? Is that what you thought? Simple, right? So it sounds like, I guess, what do you mean? Whether you heard that Shofar, that guy, presumably ask the guy, right? That's one choice, that you just go by whatever he says. Oh, Tali Ba'omek Abar, or is it contingent upon what Adam was mentioning? He's like, the depth of the pit. Obeskarev Adam al Safas Abar, or how close you are to the pit. Because presumably these are going to be factors. What's the shape of the pit? How close are you to the edge of the pit? These are all the factors. Is it dependent upon that? Maybe it's not dependent only on whether you heard a Kol Shofar or whether you heard the echo. If you're outside the pit and you want to say, if you heard the Shofar, you're Yotze. If you heard the echo, you're not Yotze. How do you measure that? Do you measure by asking him, or do you have some sort of a formula based upon the shape of the and distance from the pit? Okay. The lowest dot. Okay, so those are two choices. So far, he has two choices, right? Now he's going to take them both apart because this is all within Rashi. All within Rashi, who's learning that it means you, if you're outside the pit, it depends whether you heard Kol Shofar or Kol Avara. So he's saying there are two choices of how you differentiate whether you heard which one you heard. Either you ask the guy, or there's some sort of objective measurement, other objective way to do it. So now he's going to knock them both down. He doesn't like them, both of them. Both the ways he doesn't like, and therefore he's going to reject Rashi. He says, V'lo mistaber sheyitala b'avchanas ha'adam. It's not mistaber. It's not logical to say that it's going to be contingent upon the person's distinguishing. Okay, and this is the hard part. D'lama nishtane d'kiyas habar. Pa'amim kol shofar, pa'amim kol havara. Because why should the tekiya in the pit be different, huh? Oscillate, nishtani, oscillate. Sometimes it's a kol shofar, sometimes it's a kol of the echo. Why should the tekiya in the pit be oscillate? Okay, it's not clear what he means exactly, because the question is, which one did you hear? So sometimes you hear one, sometimes you hear the other. And it's not clear, what's he saying? That line is...
It seems he assumes that it's... if you're outside the bore, it's always going
to
be one thing.
Well, if he's saying that, then the next thing isn't going to make sense. I mean, so you'll say maybe he means, is that what it means? Either you're inside, either you hear this, you hear that when you're outside. So he says, but if that were the case, then what's this whole discussion? This whole thing is how do you distinguish? Now, so he says, it'll do with whether you go by him hearing. So no, what you're saying is you think it should always be one way. It doesn't do with how you differentiate. Just say, but if it goes by you, so why should it oscillate? If you can tell me it goes by the depth of the pit and how close you are to it, calls it tzorach shear. There should be a shear. Where's the shear? Where are the measurements? There's no formula here. So if you're going to tell me that the way you if Rashi means the way you measure, the way you determine whether you heard the echo or the shofar is by some sort of a measurement, so then Rashi should tell you the measurement. The Gemara should tell you the measurement. There's no measurement in the Gemara. So it can't be that. It can't be that, so you'll have to say it means you go by the guy, right? Oh, so now the guy, so why should it oscillate? Sometimes Kosovo would call it, right? So you see, he's not saying that it should always be one way. If there would have been a shear, he would have been fine, it seems. If there would have been a shear, it seems like he would have been fine. But there is no shear, so obviously he says he can't say that it goes by some objective measurement, so you'll have to say it goes by the guy. But Lama Nishtana, that, right, whatever he's asking, that's his question. Okay, that's what we have to figure out. And, right. Right, and by the way, so you may say he doesn't like the idea that you just go by asking a guy. Who's he? Something like that. Maybe it sounds like that, you know. What are you going to go by asking a person? How does he know? I don't know, you know, the halacha doesn't work that way. Let's say you mean something like that. But there is a phenomenon where you do that. Because you may try to argue, well, I don't know, did I hear the shofar, did I hear the echo? It's very hard to tell. Subjective, you know, by my ears, maybe my ears aren't so good, I don't know. You're going to pass in the Shiloh based on what I think, my subjective opinion, or, you know. But there is a case where we trust the guy's senses. It's by Tom, by Kosher. The halacha is, I mean, we go by Shishim or Machmir, but there's a halacha that if you don't know if something is a treif or kosher, you drop some pig into a mixture or whatever, or you drop milk into something parav. And that way, you even do go by. You know, you drop, let's say, milk into some pie. If you taste it, and you see, well, does it taste like milk? Does it not taste like milk? And that's how you determine. And where you have a baker, you have a chef. I mean, they're different. There's no machloka. So the reason why you need the baker is because you need an expert. It's because he's not going to lie. whatever it is. But you see, you do, in order to determine whether there's a taste, so you taste it. There's a simple way. I mean, we say, if you don't know, you use shishim. Shishim's like a failsafe, because definitely 60 to 1 is no, it doesn't give taste. But you see, there is a phenomenon of tasting something, so you don't say, look, maybe it's really there, but the guy didn't taste it. I mean, that's, no, you don't say that. That's a good question. I mean, that's a good question. How do you, does it sound any different? So, I mean, I'd say one of two things. Either, yes, it is different. I mean, it's one's like, I'd say why, because it's not as pure a sound. It's going to be much more shaky, because it underwent all these different bumps and bangs. And, you know, I mean, if you hear an echo, it's like a more grainy kind of sound. But or you could tell maybe just by the timing. Could be like by the timing of it. It's a little bit, you could see if you see when he blows and you could somehow, you know. But I mean, it would say something. I mean, you could tie it, and maybe that's what the Rosh is saying. I mean, maybe you could say the Rosh is saying is how you're going to tell. I mean, you could say that. But I'm just saying it's on the surface, so if you ask Rashi, I would think, I mean, Rashi, which choice is Rashi going to have to be holding by? Is he holding by that there's an objective measurement, or are you going to ask the guy? You have to ask the guy, I mean, because the Rashi is right. If you're going to be an objective measurement, Rashi should say it. Rashi doesn't say it. So Rashi has to be agreeing with that first possibility. So apparently you'll say, could you tell? I guess I'll have to say, yeah, you could tell. Oh, but anyways, and I'll tell you why, though. No, it's a simpler answer. Because you'll hear one sound. If there's an echo, you're going to hear a sound, and then you're going to hear the beginning. It's going to get all messed up, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you're hearing one sound, or if you hear an echo at the same time. Like, it ends, and then you have two endings or whatever, right? I mean, if there's an echo, you hear yourself echo, you know, like you hear your multiple endings. But if it's just one sound, and it ends, so then, you know, then you'll know. I mean, you can tell.
The problem is that it's delayed, that's called echo.
Delayed. Oh, well, that's a good question altogether.
I mean, what's the problem with echo? Is it delayed, or you might hear two at once?
It seems to be two. I mean, it's a good question, though. I mean, why isn't the echo itself the sound of the shofar? What's the problem with echoes? I mean, that's part of the sound of the shofar. What? It's not coming from the shofar. So because it's not coming from the shofar, it's coming from the wall.
Different sound.
Okay. But, I mean, you could say, I mean, well, what's the sound coming from? I mean, when you talk, I mean, the sound, like the sound waves, you mean, because the sound waves bounce off the wall, you know? I mean, you could say that. I could say, look, it's a difference. An echo is an echo, and the sound is a sound, and whatever the physics are, but that's it. In human being, there's different sounds. It's an echo, and there's a sound. Every human being knows that there's such a difference. So, however the physics of it work, the Chazal aren't interested in that, but there's an idea of an echo is an echo. It's not the Kol Shofar, it's called an echo. Yeah, it's true that the echo was produced ultimately originally by the Kol Shofar, but so is the tape recorder. But I mean, that's not the sound of the shofar, it's the sound of the tape recorder. So this is the sound of the echo. Right? Something like that. On the surface, it would seem something like that. But I'm saying it is a valid question, but it would seem that that's like a premise here. Okay, hold the thought. Okay, so therefore the Rosh is saying either way Rosh doesn't work out. Okay, again, we don't know what he means, what his problem. We know his problem with saying objective shear, there is no measure, you know. And you can understand that it's not possible to make such a measure. I mean, there's no halacha doesn't do things like that. I mean, the measure is not just going to be 60 to 1, the measurements can be crazy. I mean, there's some sort of calculus formula here. I mean, you figure out the shape of the pit. It's going to depend on a lot of factors. It's too many variables. The shape of the pit, the depth of the pit, how far away you are from it. It's just, there's no, you don't have something like that in halacha. I mean, if you really wanted to make it objectified, you're going to have to take it, unless you wanted to oversimplify things. But if you really wanted to do it, I mean, there's going to be too much. So it sounds like Rashi is saying it would go by how you hear it. But Rashi is saying, I don't buy it because something. Because why should it oscillate? Sometimes it's called shofar, sometimes it's called avar, which is strange. Okay, so therefore what? So what do you, Rosh, suggest? Right? I mean, Rashi was just learning the Gemara. Rashi wasn't saying anything. It would seem. You know, you think he's al kenerly. He's going to have to read the Gemara differently. He's going to read the Gemara difficult, and he knows it's difficult, but he has no choice. Al kenerly, afu of the Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo shanu. Even though Rabbi Yehuda saying is. We did not learn in Ba'akiyam Lefarish HaMishnah. He's just really explaining the Mishnah. V'halchi Perusha. The Mishnah says, if you hear the Kol Shofar, you're Yotze. If you hear the Kol Echo, you're not Yotze. He's explaining what that means. Lo Shanu Im Kol Avara Shama. When does it say that you hear the Echo? Elos and Homdim Al Sasa Bar. That's talking about the people on the outside of the bar. Shakom is Babel Babar, called them Shiyotze. L'chutz, because the coal is going to get like all mixed around in the pit before it comes outside. And the people outside are always going to only hear the echo. I've also known them by bar, but the people are inside the bar. Lo'olam kol shofarim shom v'yatu. They're always going to hear the shofar, and they're going to be outside. So he's saying is that when Rav Huna is not, the Mishnah sounds like it's saying it depends. Depends. Do you hear the shofar, or do you hear the echo? So, and then Rashi is saying, yeah, he is saying that, but that depends is only for the guys outside. For inside, it doesn't depend, you're always outside. But the Rashi is saying there is no real depends. It really just goes by, the Mishnah could have just as well said, if you're outside, you're not Yotze, if you're inside, you are Yotze. Okay, but why? Because if you're outside, you're always going to hear the echo, and if you're inside, you're always going to hear the shofar. Okay, and that's basically what it boils down to. Is according to the Rashi, this is a simple formula. If you're inside the pit, you're Yotze because you're always only hearing the shofar. If you're outside of the pit, you're always not Yotze because you're always only hearing the echo. Right. Now this is now the Rosh is positing his own facts here. Right. Now the Rosh is saying he's arguing the facts. See, it turns out you have a factual question, Utsim, a factual machlokas. According to the Rosh, he's saying is if you're outside of the pit, you're always gonna hear an echo. Whereas Rashi is saying if you're outside the pit, then it depends. You ask the guy. And the Rosh was willing to ask the guy. I mean he has some sort of problem, or he's willing to make a objective shear. So it sounds like he does think it is dependent upon the depth of the pit and how far away you are. So it sounded like originally he would recognize that there is a possibility of a guy who's outside the pit who will actually only hear, if you're very close to it or whatever, you'd only hear the kol shofar. But now he's saying, no, whenever you're outside the pit, you're always hearing the kol shofar. I'm sorry, you're always hearing the kol of that echo. You can't differentiate. According to Rashi, he's saying there's no differentiating, no one can differentiate. Doesn't go with differentiating. You can't ask a guy. There's no shear. So it's just a strict halacha if you're inside or if you're outside, and that's it. No questions asked. Okay, but he's not just saying no questions asked. He's explaining it. Because he's saying if you're inside the pit, you're not going to hear any echo. If you're outside, of course you can hear it because it's going to get banged around. The sound isn't going to come straight out. It's going to bang off the walls. And even if you're very close, apparently, and you're going to end up hearing echo. So this is very difficult. Because, I mean, the Rosh seems to be questioning. Although the Rosh does seem to be agreeing with Rashi on one thing, is that if you're inside the pit, you're not going to hear the echo. Right? Sounds that way. It sounds like that he's agreeing with. Right? That fact. Or whatever. Right? Which is, again, it's still hard to believe. I mean, even though they're both saying it, it's just hard to accept. You don't hear two guys. Right. Right, there are two guys in a cave, and one guy yells. The other guy doesn't hear the echo. You have to, well, let me go outside so I can hear your echo. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't seem to work that way. Right? I mean, so you say we're not in caves. I mean, usually it's in a valley or something. But yeah, usually you hear your own echo. Right? I mean, usually you hear your own echo. And so now, I mean, you're certainly in the pit. I mean, that's Gemara's case also. A guy who's, like, going up while he's blowing the shofar. So saying when he's inside, he's not going to hear an echo. When he's outside, he's already outside, so it's not going to be an echo anyways. And this is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked this. I mean, the current summary is the Beis Yosef says, I'm not on the Rosh. Well, what's the big deal? You ask the guy. It depends whether he hears it or not. Sometimes you'll hear it, sometimes you won't. And what's the Beis Yosef bother? What's the Rosh bothered by? And he goes, therefore he goes, like Rashi. The Rambam. That's what he goes by. And the Shulchan Aruch. Right? He says, the Rosh question is not a kasha. Every guy knows how to tell. And he says, it depends. The reason why it depends, because it depends how far you are and all that, like the Rosh says. And how you know? It depends on the person. Yes, the guy. Everyone knows. I mean, that's basically what Beis Yosef says. I mean, he doesn't understand the Rosh. I mean, altogether, what's the Rosh bothered by? And he just leaves it. He says, we don't hold like the Rosh, you're like Rashi, and the Ram, and the Shulchan Aruch, and that's it. So that's our job, is to understand what's bothering the Rosh here.